in our clothes.
如果你戴红色的哈，表示你的妈妈现在还在。
If you wear the red color, that means your mom is still in the world.
希望你今天要特别要为你的妈妈祷告，也要打电话给她。
And we can pray for your mom today. Also call her today.
那当中我们有人戴白色的花。
Among us, there's some people also wear the white color flower.
那表示你的妈妈已经跟主同在。
It means the mother is already with God.
那我们在这个日子里面呢，也特别来纪念这些离开我们的妈妈。
Today we also want to remember our mother who passed away already.
我相信这些离开我们的妈妈，今天她也在天堂，也特别为我们祷告。
I believe that all the moms who passed away, they also pray for us in the heaven.
因为妈妈的心就是这样。
Because the mother's love is so great.
但是今天我们面对一个很大的问题。
But today we're facing some problems.
因为这个世代变化很快。
Because the society changes very fast.
要培养一个孩子，并不是这么容易的。
We want to educate a child. It's not that easy.
母亲，她好像一个农夫，她在耕耘这个幼苗。
A mother is like a farmer. She's cultivating a seed.
那有一次呢？我们在一个特别的这个妇女的聚会里面呢、啊，我们有一个问卷调查。
In one time, there's a women's retreat. There is a questionnaire.
那我们问这些母亲说：“你现在做一个母亲啊，你做的非常称心如意的多少呢
？”The survey asks them if you're very satisfied with your relationship with your child.
那这边讲说只有6%。
There's only 6% of the mothers say they are satisfied with their relationship.
这个母亲教导孩子的时候，母亲本身非常喜乐，孩子也非常喜乐，只有占6%。
The 6% only means like the mothers are very satisfied and the children are satisfied with their relationship. It's only 6%.
那有一些母亲呢，她来教会以后，从神的话语，他慢慢的学习，他以后懂得如何来教导这个孩子，哈，他有一点心得哈，我有心得的，占14%。
And there are some that they're educating their kids while they're still learning from church, that represents 14%.
我期待所有的母亲，我们都能够来到教会里面来学习神教导我们那个最好的方法。
We all hope that all the mothers will come to church and learn how to educate their kids.
但是呢，在这个聚会里面啊，有一个让我非常的惊奇，就是现在有很多母亲啊，对她的儿子啊，对她的儿女啊，要教导她的儿女啊，没有方法。
And there's like a surprisingly, there are 72% of moms said they have no idea how to educate their kids.
有占72%.
There are 72%.
所以我们可以看到，今天做母亲的哈，不会教导子女的哈，占大多数。
So we see like among the mothers, they don't know how to educate their kids represent the majority.
那其中呢，有8%啊。他说：“我对我的孩子啊，完全放弃了。”
And they're like 8% of the moms say they just totally give up.
不是棒棒去啊。
It's like just let it go. They have no idea how to educate their kids.
你怎么安怎搞
？They don't know how to do it.
你看，我们可以从这个表里面看到，我们今天要做一个成功的母亲，相当不容易。
So from this survey, we know how to be a successful mom is very difficult.
我在小时候啊。我对这个种子啊，我特别有兴趣。
I was a kid, I'm very interested with different type of seeds.
啊，这边我们也可以看到哈，这是红，这个是红豆哈。
That's a red beans seed.
那这个是空心菜哈。
It's like a Chinese, that's like a Chinese vegetable with empty heart vegetable.
你当欧北番啊。那这些菜龟剂哈
，That's another type of Chinese vegetable that I don't know what is English.
啊，我记得这菜龟剂哈，但它几粒菜龟剂哈，啊，一澳就一汤匙做些菜龟。
Yeah, the vegetable came out from that one is a very huge vegetable.
我觉得非常的喜欢种子。
I like the seeds very much.
因为我发现种子每一个种子里面有生命。
Because all each seed has life.
所以我们做一个父母亲的， 我们如何来教导我们的孩子呢？好像一个农夫他在栽培，他在种植一个种子一样。
So it's like a mother, it's how to educate a kid is just like how you bring up the seed.
但是今天有许多父母亲，他的教导有几种方法。
There are few types of techniques that the parents today teach their kids.
那还没有讲这些方法以前呢，我先用一节圣经。
I'd like to use one Bible verse.
那个圣经就是箴言第九章第十节，这边讲到说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
It's in Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
如何教导我们的孩子呢？
How do we educate our kids?
从敬畏耶和华来开始。
It's beginning is from the wisdom.
因为你有智慧的时候，你就懂得如何来教导你的孩子。
Because you have the wisdom, you know how to educate your children.
但是今天有一些人，他的教导啊，他的教导孩子啊，把他的孩子啊放在这个瓶子里面哈。
But today there are many parents they how they educate their kids like putting the beans in the bottle.
父母亲会非常爱他的儿子。
The parents love their children so much.
然后怕他的孩子啊学的不好的，所以把他的孩子啊放在这个瓶子里面。
They are afraid that their children will be influenced by the bad environment, so they put it on the inside the bottle.
保护他的孩子。
Protect their children.
怕他的孩子变坏。
They're afraid of their kids will turn to bad.
我们当中有这种父母亲的，请举手。
Today, can you, if you're like that, you can raise up your hand.
奇怪，怎么都没有这种父母亲啊？
How come there's none?
我想，一般的父母亲都是很喜欢把他的孩子啊，哎呀，放在这个瓶子里面啊，不要跟外界污染哈。
I know a lot of parents they like to put their kids into a very protective area. They don't want to have their kids go outside and get influenced.
我从前我孩子很小的时候也是一样，我真的我要我的孩子啊，哎，放在这个瓶子里面啊，不要跟外界啊跟这个坏朋友啊有这个接触。
I'm like that too. When my children are still little, I like to overprotect them, not let them go have contact with the outside world.
但是以后我看到一节圣经节，在箴言第五章第一节到第六节，这边讲到说，智慧使一个人能够远离罪恶。
I see from Proverbs chapter 5 verse 1 to 6, the Bible says, "Wisdom keep men from sinning."
我记得我要离开台湾来到美国的时候，
I remember when I was about to leave Taiwan to come to the United States.
我的父母亲啊，也是抓着我说，那个美国那个地方啊，很多罪恶啊，你一定要啊，不要去啊，去犯所有的罪啊。
My parents told me like United States is a place full with sinning environment, so please don't sin too much.
那我里面我怎么想呢？
Then what do I think?
我觉得说我现在好像一只鸟啊，离开那个鸟笼啊。
I feel like I'm like a bird, just get away from the cage.
啊，我从现在开始啊，我自由了。
I'm free.
美国是一个自由的国家。
America, United States is a freedom country.
你知道我来美国以后，有一年的时间的，我非常的背叛啊。
And I remember that time.For about a year, I was very, very, repulsive.
所以我变成好像这个嬉皮一样啊。
So I'm just like a hippie.
我那时候头发很长。
I have a very long hair.
我那时候我就反抗教会。
And I refused to go to church. I'm against the church.
因为我在教会从小都在教会，看到教会里面呢有许多很虚假的人啊。
Because like, ever since my kid, I grew up in the church. I know there's a lot of hypocrites in the church.
哇，那个时候啊，父母亲他能不能再把我放在这个瓶子里面呢？不可能啊。
So can my parents again put me back into the bottle? There's no way.
但是感谢主，因为我小时候父母亲带我到主日学里面，有神的话语已经